No, well, first you're saying, like, stealing stuff that's okay to steal is a karma hit, and that makes sense because stealing's wrong, whatever. Now you're just like, oh, you make people feel bad. That's a karma hit.
I didn't say it was... I didn't... Wait, what? Say it again.
Here they come, yo. Here they come.
You can deal with this, or you can deal with that. You can deal with this, or you can deal with that. You can deal with this, or you can deal with that. I'm going to deal with this, because it's kind of fat. Where's the black sheep? Here's the black sheep. Even if we wanted to, the clock cannot be weak. Watch me swing like this. Watch it, I swing it like that. Because in fact, on me, it might not attract. This, or you can deal with that. You can deal with this, or you can deal with that. You can deal with this, or you can deal with that. I'm going to deal with this.
Hey everybody, welcome to the show. It's Black
What's
Sheep
up?
Rising, episode 72.
Plus one.
Yeah. Hey, we are the Black Sheep, of course.
We're a couple of them anyway.
In the dungeon of the Black Sheep, it's got pink walls.
Pink screaming at your walls, making you crazy.
That slang for something.
No. It's just, Sean and I were talking about it last night. It's like, the house is being worked on. It's being renovated.
Right,
you know,
right.
And we're doing the whole color scheme, trying to set up the rooms so that we subconsciously take in the color and we react accordingly. So, for example, rooms, bedrooms.
Right,
you want
right.
them to be lighter shades, blue, green. You know,
they cool.
They cool you down. Whereas your living rooms, your community rooms, you want them brighter. More lively colors like red, orange, you know, those types.
Okay. See, it's hard for me to actually pay attention to what color the walls are because of the cloth that's hanging over them.
Mm-hmm.
But those are behind you.
Yeah, that's the thing. Exactly. So
right, but that's what people see. So if you tell people the wall is pink, they see a fucking dark blue sheet.
No, you see,
and a bunch of shit hanging on it.
Actually, they see a black sheet because the sheets are black.
The people watching this show,
dark blue.
No, they're black.
Pick up on a certain theme. They pick up the darkness.
And what's the theme that none of us have any fucking clue what we're talking about?
We're
not internet philosophers, but we play them on the internet.
Oh, come on. All right, so they pick up on a theme.
And we don't get mad if you send us a $2 donation.
But we pick up on a whole nother. We see pink.
We're staring at that, and we're going wackadoo.
We're going pink. Did you see wackadoodle?
We're going wackadoo because we're staring at this, and it's screaming at us, and that... You know, that art, and that over there. So it's reverberating through.
I see art and stuff everywhere.
Yeah, you see art through all the colors of the rainbow and all that, and that's great.
Yeah.
But for some of us, you know, you see that, and it mentally gets in your vibe, man, and that comes out. Contrasts with this that the people are seeing, they don't know what's going on. This
I'll
is all messed up.
I'll tell you what's going on.
What's going
we
on?
Got some black sheep in the dungeon of the black sheep. My name is Conan Soliday. Daryl's back with us.
What's up?
It's only been one episode, right?
Yeah, I only missed one.
You had wrestling to watch. That's right.
He's got priorities.
He had the old...
You found two goons, a tiki torch, and a rocking chair from Cracker Barrel.
Exactly.
I like watching wrestling when he's watching it, because you got to shut up.
Wait.
You got to shut up.
Everybody got to be quiet.
And he answers questions. And it's interesting because I don't care.
All right, so who is that guy? What is that guy about? What is his theme?
I don't know.
That's John Cena.
And you're able to answer
okay,
those questions.
So
the
guy that you just played that audio clip from. Play it again.
You found two goons, a tiki torch, and a rocking chair from Cracker Barrel.
I thought that was The Rock.
Okay, so that's John Cena. John Cena has more likes on Facebook than any other entertainer in the world.
Woo!
He has done more Make-A-Wish wishes than anybody else ever.
Is that
he
like
made your wish?
He's like,
is that like helping the little cancer kids?
Yeah. So a bunch of these kids, they're like, you know, I know I'm going to die soon, but I want to meet John Cena. And so they get to meet
children.
John Cena. And he gives them, you know, like... armbands and t-shirts and shit, and they have the greatest day of their short little life.
Is he a good guy in the wrestling matches?
Oh, yeah.
He's definitely what they call a face, which would be a good guy, but a lot of people hate him because he's just too much of a good guy.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
Yeah. He's a Leonardo DiCaprio.
So essentially he's up there saying, hey, wouldn't it be nice if we all follow the golden rule? And they boo him.
He's not saying that. No. But
projection.
Yeah, like his whole thing is hustle, loyalty, respect.
Hustle, loyalty, respect.
Yeah.
That's kind of gay.
Doesn't hustle mean like con people? Like you're hustling, every day I'm hustling, every day I'm conning people my own?
Well, that's like a slang definition, but... One of the non-slang definitions is to just
shuffle.
Like give it your all.
That's not a slang definition either.
Let's fucking pull up and see what Merriam and
look
or
it up on this third source, and even less people are referring to.
So who's this guy's name again? His name is Hustle.
His name is
yes,
John Cena.
It's yes.
When
okay,
you're looking
so
up Hustle,
his wrestling
really
nickname
means?
Is the Hustler.
So. The first definition from Google is to move hurriedly or unceremoniously in a specific direction.
They hustled him into the back of a horse-drawn wagon. That's what John Cena is doing? Or is he doing the second definition, informal, obtained by forceful action or persuasions?
No.
The brothers headed to New York to try and hustle a record deal.
And okay. Then the noun is busy movement and activity.
Or... a fraud or swindle. Or,
yeah, he's definitely not fraudulent. Because that would totally go against the loyalty and respect thing.
But it's
context,
the first...
Context, lady!
But it's the first one, so it doesn't trump the others?
No, context.
God damn it. Sean, you need to stay still.
Context the whole way around.
So. What? Don't move from here?
No, I just keep... Your volumes keep changing. I know, now I can hear you. Because
I hear myself.
You up. Oh, hey, who do we have here in the third chair?
I don't know. I can't hear her. I can hear her, and this is making me worried.
No, I can hear you. I'm looking at your. I'm looking at your peaks over here.
Okay.
Going up and down.
Can you hear me?
And unless
this is what you call doing technical
on the
stuff
on the fly
on the fly
in the show.
We have
backstage
the technology.
Pass.
We have the technology. We will do it if we have to. I can't. I don't want the whole sound to be scratched. Got to be kind of good.
Well,
and I think I need to turn myself up. Actually, what the hell? What the hell's going on here?
I think you just turn them all the way up. Because,
all the way up.
Because freedom of speech.
All the volume.
All the way up to 11.
Yeah, because freedom of speech like shouldn't be imposed or restricted. So if you're turning it down, you're like censoring yourself.
No, I just need you to stay. I need you to keep the mic
move.
At the same spot.
Just don't move.
That'll work.
All right.
So, anything happened this week, guys? Here in the old media?
There were lots of things
Liberty
that happened
media,
in
capital
New Hampshire
of the,
this past week.
Something with maybe the governor?
Yeah. I thought you wanted to talk about the Robin Williams thing first.
We could do that.
Yeah, tell people about Robin Williams.
Yeah, let's talk about some local stuff first.
And then I'll tell everybody... how or why Maggie Hassan is a murderer.
Ooh. I think that...
she murdering everybody up in here.
I think we've talked about the old Robin Williams thing back, because this happened. He did his little thing, his little closet maneuver 6 weeks ago.
August 11th.
Yeah, good little while ago. He decided...
2 days after Michael Brown got killed by that cop.
Poor guy was a little unhappy and decided to go out, but... you know, people are good. They
was Michael Brown a Robin Williams fan? I don't see the connection.
No, the Michael Brown thing happened on August 9th. That was the kid he was 18, in Ferguson, Missouri, that wound up getting killed by the cop.
Oh, and
as
the
he
news
was walking
got,
away, and then
the news
there
got
was
eclipsed.
All kind of riots and...
Right.
Bearcats being used on protesters.
Oh, God damn it.
And cops firing rubber bullets and beanbags and tear gas at reporters.
Very, very bad.
Whatnot.
Bad stuff.
Yeah.
But there are good people out there, and some of them are right here in Keene. They decided to set up a memorial to Robin Williams in memory of his life.
Explain why people in Keene, New Hampshire put up a Robin Williams memorial.
Yeah, what's the big old deal and all? Back in the day, when we were young, there was a film called Jumanji that was filmed here in Keene on location, which is a Robin Williams movie. One of the props, one of the store props, was Parrish Shoes, spelled with two R's, by the way, and some fuckwit spelled it only with one R on this little blog.
What a jerk.
Yeah, I'll get on that.
That guy needs to
He probably needs to be fired. From his blog status.
His wages cut from blogging.
He needs to
take it out of his check.
It needs to be taken right out of his check. A pair of shoes with two R's was one of the props, and it still stands today in downtown Keene. It's a fixture of Keene, you know, and people will actually comment on it. It's like, what the hell is going on? What is that? Was that an old store that used to stand?
No, it's just a piece from a commercial movie.
Yeah.
People made money by painting this.
The movie producers came through and tore a hole through Keene and then just left right out after they filmed their little movie. It's a neat little thing to talk about. But anyways, so this is in downtown Keene. The people decided that it would be great to, you know, set up a little shrine, a little memory shrine for the poor guy. What's going on now? Well, one of the nannies of Keene, her name happens to be Polly Morris.
Oh.
She is the regional coordinator for the Monadnock Voices for Prevention. So she's actually, you know, I guess she's doing good work out there. She's trying to prevent people from, you know, sticking themselves with the old heroin needles and whatnot, and trying to get people back on the road to recovery. I guess she's doing good work. I don't know. I've looked at their site. I was trying to figure out where it's a nonprofit organization.
Okay.
I was trying to figure out if they were making money any other ways. I don't know the rules for taking money from the state or from the feds if you're a nonprofit. I don't know how that works.
You gotta hustle it with loyalty and courage.
A lot of nonprofits do get money from governments.
But I've never seen her at the city budget meetings petitioning, lobbying for, you know, extra funding. I don't know. Maybe they get auto pay money from. Maybe they're getting money from the feds. I mean, and we just don't see any of that.
Maybe she doesn't have anything to do with the acquisition of money. She could be like, hey, do you guys have a room here? Okay.
Well, I tell you what, she does have time to do. She does have time to petition the city of Keene.
Mm-hmm.
To have the memorial removed, and why?
Have it cleaned up.
Cleaned up, and we'll get to that. But I mean, right now she wants to have it removed. Now,
is she saying that it's blocking the sidewalk and it's causing people to run out into traffic, and somebody's going to wind up getting run over by a car?
Or it's been rained on like four times now, and it just looks like shit, and it needs to be removed? Is she saying any of those things? No, she's saying the memorial has been up too long, and any mentally unstable individuals who come across this memorial, it sets a bad example. The people need to move on, get over it, and not dwell on the past, and not dwell on this poor guy who killed himself.
So who is to determine, one, how long people have to grieve? Because some people grieve a lot longer than others.
Mm-hmm.
So when she says, I think that the whole thing was respectful, but I think that there's a time limit, we've exceeded that limit. She's not saying that.
She is kind of saying that. And she definitely said that at the... All right, so this was actually in the Sentinel last week. And then it went to the city council. And she was there again, and I guess she added a couple other points to reiterate her stance, which is, yes, this is bad for unstable individuals.
Okay, so
alcoholics, people in depression, people who might be suicidal. You know, this sets a bad example, and it will only pound that nail even deeper, and we might actually have an epidemic on our hands where people are going to start copycatting Robin Williams, and having this memorial hanging around for too long, you know, will, you know, drive it home.
So my next question,
Your Honor,
aside from, you know, like, who is it that determines how long someone can grieve,
mm-hmm.
is what is an appropriate amount of time for a makeshift memorial? And if it's only a makeshift memorial, what's the difference and who gets to decide between making it a makeshift memorial to making it a permanent memorial?
Well, the city.
God.
Well, the city has.
No, I'm not advocating necessarily that the Robin Williams thing wind up being some permanent memorial, but I'm sure everybody remembers after the September 11th attacks, the memorial that's now in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, started out as a makeshift memorial to where people just went and dropped off flowers and other things, and now it's a national landmark. It's on, you know, like some national park, something another, and the makeshift thing is still there, and people are have been adding to it for 13 years. Mm-hmm. So it went from being a makeshift memorial to a permanent memorial that still has like the makeshift aspects to it.
That's great for the tourists. So people could just as well turn this into some douchebag. Oh, let's go to Keene and visit the Robin Williams Memorial because he died there and he worked there or something.
He died there and worked
but
there.
But that way I can feel connected to Keene because now like I'm just like the locals or something because I couldn't get over somebody else's death. And if you're saying like, oh, who's to decide how long it is? Who's to decide how long you can grieve, how long anybody can grieve in public? It sounds like you're saying like nobody should decide. So it's like it sounds like there can be no consideration. There can be no actual.
Well, if it's blocking the sidewalk, then that's one thing. But this is not blocking the sidewalk. Well,
okay, so if it was blocking the sidewalk, then who can determine who's to say who gets to determine how long you're going to mourn?
The city owns the sidewalk. Supposedly we do, but they maintain the sidewalks for us. So yeah, if it was blocking the sidewalk, they should decide. Because they own the sidewalks, but it doesn't block the sidewalks. So what is their reasoning? So anyway,
are people walking over it as I walk by? I walk around it.
City Council has decided. They have decided that they will take it down 3 days before Pumpkin Fest. And why did they? What was their reasoning? They said they are worried that the memorial will be torn down by passerbyers, by visitors to Pumpkin Fest. It'll get torn down.
Yeah, it will.
And yep. And you know what? So what if it does? And by the way, I don't think that it will. Supposedly something has been taken.
Yes.
There is a portrait of Robin Williams that was hanging there, a very nice one. And it might have been actually taken by a thief.
Is it really theft if it's abandoned property that is left in public?
Right. If it's a band poster or a my dog is missing sign that's hanging off of a light pole.
Is it yours? Don't take it.
Yeah, you've just stapled it to public property. Is it really yours any longer? Of course, yeah.
That's bullcrap, dude.
That aside, what kind of karma hit do you take for stealing a fucking memorial poster from a shrine?
What kind of karma hit do you take for stealing when you know it's stealing?
Kind of karma. Well, I'm talking.
When you turn mutualist to steal something from a dude's like memorial,
it's a different kind of karma. It's a definitely.
I mixed my labor with it by picking it up and walking away with something that doesn't belong to me.
I'm just asking the question of is that abandoned property if it's left in public?
I think you are definitely within your limits to take it. But you're going to take a karma hit for stealing flowers off of someone's...
It's okay to steal sometimes, says Conan.
When you take flowers off of someone's tombstone,
It's okay to steal if they're dead.
Actually, that doesn't work because a cemetery is... it's someone owns it. You own that plot of earth, or you're paying...
That's why the libertarians have that stupid argument. Like, oh, what if I have
lease.
This big plot of land and you have a plot of land inside it? Can I, like, kill you if you leave and you're trespassing on my concentric circle? So if you...
No. There's a reason why Amish
you're
Paul...
You're the reason we have that dumb argument.
That's the reason why Amish Paul
you're
has never come on the show.
You're killing liberty.
All right, so...
Yes, if you have, yeah.
You're killing okay. Liberty,
there's
Conan.
There's the Libertarian Expansion Pack to Cards Against Humanity. And one of the answer cards is homesteading a ring around someone's house to prevent their escape. So I think we should actually pull this up one night.
That isn't how the world works, pal.
You can actually play Cards Against Humanity online. So next week, I think I should bring my laptop in.
I wonder why I don't have any friends.
And we should do a little bit of Cards Against Humanity using this expansion pack just to sort of have some fun with it.
Let's do it then. Actually, I've never actually played. I've just heard a whole lot of other people playing it.
Oh, it's hilarious.
It's like apples to apples.
Never played apples to apples.
Are you sure?
I'm thinking yes.
So Cards Against Humanity, you have a black card that will either ask a question or have a statement with a couple of blanks. And then there's white cards that are the answer cards. And so if it's, you know, asking a question or only has one blank, you play one card. If it's got multiple blanks, then you play multiple cards. And then someone is
you pick the
card
ones.
Czar.
Okay.
The card czar?
Card czar.
I like this.
So I would read off... Hold on, let me...
Hey, see
if you can pull up Libertarian Expansion Pack to Cards Against Humanity real quick, and we can just, like, read some of these cards. But, so the person that's the card czar would read the black card, and everybody else would wind up...
Just cards.
Just hit enter. Just hit enter.
The Sims.
No, not The Sims, motherfucker. Okay, so, yeah. So, would read something off, and then everybody would wind up playing a card. And then the card czar would determine...
Make your own deck for free.
It's not going to be on cardsagainsthumanity.com.
Why not?
Because...
What do they have to hide? What are you trying to hide? What's on cardsagainsthumanity.com?
Hold on, let me blow this up.
Okay.
Blow it up.
All right.
Blow this ass up.
All right, so Daryl is scrolling through. We're doing a little Google search for Cards Against Humanity and the Libertarian Expansion Pack.
Right.
And
is it actually called the Libertarian?
It's not coming straight. Why isn't it not at the top of the Google list? Why are they keeping
this
down?
I don't know.
Did I type the right thing?
Oh, whenever you pulled out the word libertarian.
What happened to my libertarian? I had it in there.
You ruined liberty already.
No, someone did it. All right, whatever. You ruined liberty.
Yep.
Okay, so I'm not able to find this super quick.
But we should totally believe you. Essentially, there's a libertarian expansion pack.
There is. And so these are freaking hilarious.
Wait,
Freedom Fiends has actually talked about some of these.
Have they played it on their show yet?
They have.
If we play it on our show,
do they have a search function?
Will we totally be ripping them off? I don't want to rip other podcasts off.
We wouldn't be ripping anybody off because we'll do different stuff. So there's... All right. Christopher Cantwell's controversial new article explains why blank... doesn't violate the non-aggression principle.
And then somebody else in the group would throw down like Alex Jones. And he'd be like, this is...
Christopher Cantwell's controversial new article explains why Alex Jones doesn't violate the non-aggression principle. And then old Mr. Host over here would wind up...
Are we on here yet?
...playing the card, a bogus DC or DMCA claim. Or drones. Christopher Cantwell's latest article explains why drones do not violate the non-aggression principle. Here's another one. While pounding the desk and frothing at the mouth, Alex Jones screeched, "Blank is tyranny!"
Stop.
Ayn Rand.
Play a card here.
Thousands of government documents.
So heck, can we play this without cards? We play it with...
You can play it
online. There's a
Mad
website
Libs.
Called Pretend Your
Daryl,
XYZ.
Why do you keep getting louder, man?
The fuck if I know? You're the one with
the... Do you
the
think he has any idea about
there?
The process by which he becomes very loud?
It's part of his aspirates.
So, aspirates?
Aspirates.
That's something that...
Is that like Asperger's and Tourette's mixed together?
Oh,
yes,
I think
exactly.
He's got it.
Okay. So there's a website that you can go to, and then you can play cards against humanity. And then there's a code that you type in.
Stop, I need to do a drop.
Oh.
That would wind up allowing you to do this.
Okay, so...
So, privately owned heroin vending machines in every privately owned... And then it went away. So in every privately owned middle school.
Who set this up? Is this someone?
Some guy named Jim Jesus.
Jim Jesus. There's a lot of Jims floating about.
Yeah, I'm reading these.
I actually...
They're hilarious, man.
Are they?
Hilarious.
Okay.
All right. We'll investigate that further, and that might just happen. Let me close some tabs out.
Oh, it will.
All right. So did we... God. All right.
No, we didn't.
Did we finish the Robin Williams Memorial? Did we discover what was actually happening? So the city just said, yes, it's going to happen. Fuck your free speech. We make the rules around here.
Well, and the funny thing
it's for your good because we don't want you to commit suicide.
For your good.
Did you actually read the letter by this little nanny state lady?
To the city? No, yes. I did not. I didn't open
you
that.
You should do that.
They email me that packet, but I have a hard time opening those packets sometimes. Shauna likes to read those things.
I can read them. I didn't read it.
The letter actually mentions something about if the city decides to remove this, something free staters...
Free are going to repeat the same thing they say all the time.
She mentioned that in the Sentinel. That yes, I understand that this will hurt some people's feelings.
I like her.
I know that. And the taxi man,
Steve Lindsay.
He really is against this. Opposes this maneuver. Of course, he's all in favor of having them post up a memorial plaque on the wall at the city's expense, of course. So, I mean, he's, you know...
That sounds pretty cool.
It actually
does.
You
guys pay for it.
Yeah, but who's going to pay for it? Yeah, if Steve wants to pay for it, I'm all for it. Yeah. Question is, who owns the friggin' wall?
One of the businesses there, I forget which one.
So, if anyone has a problem with this, the guy who owns this fucking building should be the one who stepped forward. Someone should go contact him and say, hey, look, you have a problem with all these pictures hanging on your wall?
Well, the city actually said they can't do anything about the stuff on his wall.
So it's just
they can only remove the stuff on the ground,
which isn't a whole lot. It's pretty much the stuff that falls off the wall. The question is,
flowers and candles.
The question is, are they going to touch anything on the wall as well? Are they just going to clean everything up?
I think they might as they. I'm getting loud again. I think they might as well. Because if you just take off the stuff that's on the ground, people are going to still put stuff on the ground because there's stuff on the walls. Not because Liberty, blah, 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 read this PDF, but because that's what people are going to do.
You know why I think the nannies are really coming out in droves against this? Because it looks like shit.
A lot of it does look like crap. I don't know. I'm not a fan of Robin Williams, so whatever.
Here we have a really nice picture. It's all cozy and fresh looking, but it's been rained on multiple times.
Yeah.
It's been up for more than 6 weeks. And it just looks dreary.
I would rather listen to the, oh my God, free speech, FPP, free speech, blah, 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 on and on and on, in response to the way she's going, Molly is going about this.
Here's a picture of her right here.
Yes, I'm convinced.
With her trophy.
I'd rather hear that than hear the squealing and whining that would come about if they just went out and said, look, it's been 6 weeks, get over it. You didn't know Robin Williams, you didn't really care, you're just... investing yourself in somebody else's pain.
Yeah, if you asked him about Keene, New Hampshire, if he was still alive, he'd be like, What? I was never there.
But people are trying to get into the controversy of him killing himself and how it's so sad. And it's been 6 weeks. Get over it. Stop crying over Jumanji, or whatever.
Here I've written a whole blog about how Pauli Morris needs to...
And if
go away, but at the same time, she's kind of right. Get over it.
But if people had just said, you know, gone about it the, you know, oh God,
she should
the brutal
she,
way and she, said, get over it, grow up, he's dead, go away.
She should have
cleaned this ass up. You've had enough time. Then the screaming and crying and squealing and whining would have been like, oh, my feelings.
She
should have
written a letter to the editor, saying exactly that. You guys should get over it. This thing is an eyesore.
I would rather listen to you guys complain about Liberty and like tune you out than listen to people react of, oh, it was so emotional.
But she went to the next level.
Yeah,
she has actually taken it to the lawmakers,
who
the
else
regulators,
is she going to go
to actually well, force this shit down our throats?
And then
what she could have done because
take it down herself
because
oh,
a lot
she's
of the
so
stuff,
mean, so mean,
right,
so my feelings.
A lot of the stuff is just laying on the sidewalk. She could have just decided to clean it up
and taken a karma hit. And that's what she does.
She would have been stoned to death.
Yeah, exactly.
By feelings,
she doesn't
by bad
want,
feelings.
It's exactly what she should have done,
so
but she
sad.
Doesn't want to incur a karma hit, which is why she wants the authorities
well,
to do it.
Is it karma or is it just politics? People who are so into politics and all that. It's
now
political.
It's, no, now it's politics. But now if she had just gone out there with a trash bag and cleaned it up, it would have been a karma hit. Not politics
a
at
karma
all.
Karma hit.
Now whoever cleans it up is going to take that hit. Do I need to explain karma hit?
No,
it's, like
well,
taking
it trans-
it's like taking flowers
well, first,
off of someone's tombstone.
No, well, first you're saying like stealing stuff that's okay to steal is a karma hit, and that makes sense because stealing's wrong, whatever. And now you're just like, oh, you make people feel bad, that's a karma hit.
I didn't say it was – I didn't – what? Say it again.
If you make people feel bad, that's a karma hit. If you do this thing that actually needs
if
to be done –
if you just clean up the mess that's there because it's a fucking mess –
that's a karma hit.
That's a karma hit.
Is she getting a karma hit for going to the...
If she's picking up trash off the highway, there's nothing wrong with that. In fact, she should get another award.
But my feelings,
okay,
hold on.
So what if there's stuff sitting on the side of the highway because somebody died in a car wreck?
All right. How old? How recent? How long? Has
6 weeks ago. Same amount of time.
How fresh do the plastic flowers still look? If they're still brilliant, if they're not sun faded, they're not falling apart...
They're not faded because it's right next to a tree, so the light doesn't really hit it.
No,
how many people pass by?
You got the mold coming out of the tree. The damp.
No mold.
How many people are passing by? Is it the same amount as people walking by Parrish?
Hey, if it looks like trash and she cleans it up like it was trash, then the karma is actually lessened.
If it looks like trash, it should get treated like trash.
If it looks like trash, it's all
right. Right here, man. I can hear you.
And that's what I'm saying. All this stuff on this wall, some of it looks pretty trashy. Some of it looks all right. It's the stuff that's hanging on the wall that hasn't been, you know, hit upon by all that nasty rain. Some of it looks all right, and I think it should stay as long as it stays.
But what about the stuff on the sidewalk? Because that's really all the city can do anything about.
Yeah, but they're going to take it all, though. Watch them.
They got to take it all.
Watch them take it all, and watch them actually hustle over to the library or the cabinet there in City Hall.
They should put it on the Civil War
and
memorial.
Set it up, and by the way, and actually set up like an indoor memorial.
Like a Robin Williams
mask.
That'll really
make Pauli Morris really happy. You know, they did the same thing underneath the 9/11 site where they got a friggin' museum there. They've got girders in the shapes of crosses, and that's really making a lot of people happy. Unbelievable. What are you going to do? What's the right answer to this?
You had mentioned the war monument.
I don't remember. Oh, yes. They should put the Robin Williams stuff on the war monument.
Yeah, right across from this
so you can
wall
just one
is
salute
the, is the Civil War monument.
One salute, one which, pledge of allegiance, and you, two birds with one stone.
Which this guy represents Keene. You know,
and then it'll be trash on a statue, so you guys can be happy.
the freshly washed, $300 freshly washed monument. With Robin Williams' portraits plastered all over him.
Some spray paint.
Never forget that Robin Williams killed the Native Americans for your sins.
Excellent.
Let's get right on that, Steve. Oh, crap. So that happened.
So speaking about killing people.
And that's happening. And so, yeah, why is this? Why is our governor a murderer, Daryl?
Not my governor, said every libertarian.
She's a murderer because she is a horrible person. How exactly she's a murderer, I will answer. In 2013, right after she got elected governor of New Hampshire.
I want to catch him on something.
I know, we usually have links for these things. Where's our link at, Daryl? I only shared the show notes with you yesterday. You had a whole 24 hours to really put an impressive link in there.
I haven't even had them for an hour. I have no time for this.
I know.
Well,
I usually don't have time for this, but...
There was a letter that was sent out to every media outlet in New Hampshire.
A letter about the
passing of Clayton Holton, who since 2007 has been lobbying the New Hampshire legislature to wind up allowing patients like himself to grow and consume cannabis for therapeutic purposes. In 2013, there was a bill that went through the New Hampshire legislature that would have allowed just that. Maggie decided that she didn't want patients to grow their own medicine, even though when she was in the legislature in 2009, she voted for a proposal that would have allowed patients to grow their own medicine. She told the Senate she would veto, and she actually spoke with Clayton and told him that he did not deserve to be able to grow his own medicine. And at the time that the bill was going through the legislature, he had a letter to the editor published in the Seacoast newspaper. I forget the name of it. And he was talking about the legislation and said, you know, based on timelines that are in here, it's going to be at least 2 years before anybody in New Hampshire that's a patient is going to be able to get the medicine that they need. I don't expect to live for two more years, so this is a death sentence for me.
Right.
He passed away this week because the governor...
I got a fever!
Because... Wow.
God. You're an asshole, Conan.
You are an asshole. You're about to take a karma
hit. Did I just take a karma hit?
So Clayton passed away because the governor threatened to veto legislation that would have allowed him to grow the medicine that he needed to treat his DMD, which is Duchenne multiple or muscular dystrophy. Which means that he was confined to a wheelchair.
I think I remember this guy.
Yeah, he weighed, the last time I saw him, he weighed about 85 pounds. And when there was a bill that went through the legislature earlier this year, he was in such poor health that he could not attend the hearing.
Let me ask you something. Was the medicinal marijuana for actually improving his health or just
alleviating
the pain?
Alleviating pain, allowing him to actually eat and keep food down.
I would also
and
ask,
hopefully gain some weight instead of you know, shriveling.
I would also ask, is it anybody's business whether it's for alleviating pain?
Exactly. I mean, exactly. It doesn't really matter at the end of the day. I was just curious. Yeah. But yeah, exactly. All right, so Hassan doesn't have the excuse that, I didn't even know about that. This is something that slipped under the table and I didn't, I never heard of this guy. This is something that was on her table all the time.
Yes.
And she just decided that she was going to stand her ground because she said it from the get-go, from the beginning, that I am against all this marijuana usage, whether it's medicinal or not.
Well, she did wind up signing the therapeutic cannabis bill that was vastly watered down. And the timeline that's on this thing, it's going to be at least another year and a half, if not 2 years, before anybody is able to purchase therapeutic cannabis in New Hampshire.
All right, so when he first testified and said, I'm really sick and all that, when was that? You said 2012?
No, he's been lobbying since 07.
When?
It was in 2013 when he met with Maggie.
Okay, when he met with Maggie, if she had decided right then... Okay, today you
If
get,
she would have allowed home grow...
If she would have allowed... If his meeting with her had that effect... By the end of the next day, she's like, all right, you can home grow. Would he have been able to grow and collect it or harvest it in time for it to have any effect?
Well, I'm sure.
Or, was it possible for him to just break the law? What are they going to do?
Yeah, the question is, was he breaking the law like everyone else?
That I don't know.
That might have an impact on whether or not she's an actual murderer. Because if people are not following this law that's unjust, then it doesn't matter what she does because she doesn't have any power. It matters.
What I know is, and from what people have told me, Clayton was not using cannabis. But I don't know because I was never in his house. I don't know if he was or not. But from what I've been told, he was not using.
So you're kind of calling somebody a murderer, though. I mean, I'm all for calling the governor a son of a bitch. I don't care.
Yeah, let's change it to son of a bitch.
Well, I'm basically using the term that Clayton used in 2013 by saying by vetoing this bill, she's signing a death sentence for me That's what he said in 2013. That's not what Daryl is saying. Daryl's repeating what Clayton said.
Nothing for you.
So you're not actually reporting then. You're just repeating what somebody else said.
We don't report anything on this show.
Exactly. No,
what show do you think you walked in on?
Are you a journalist? Don't you have some website or something that you can't search for nothing?
Actually, you do have a paper.
And a paper?
Is this in your paper?
Will be the top story next month.
Daryl does it. If you
so
ever,
when a journalist
if
goes
ever,
on the air and is like, oh, they're a murderer, I don't
if
know,
you've ever
but
listened
I'm repeating
to
what they said.
5 minutes a day, or his. If you read his FPP, not CC news,
his daily meditations,
he does a pretty damn good job. This is his show where he actually
where he can say whatever the hell he wants. Maggie Hassan's a murderer, yes. Son of a bitch. I don't know, whatever.
He can just
she's
go
still
he,
bad.
He can be
fuck
like,
it.
Fuck the children,
and it's all right. And I can be like, oh, I don't even know what I said, but yeah, I can say something about
you
a, poor guy,
the fever drop
a poor guy,
fever
children,
poor guy stranded in the chair. I can take karma hits saying that's just a fever.
It's pure evil!
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
That's how that works.
So, hey, don't we have a voicemail that we need to get to before we talk about what we learned this week?
Eyes
we
on the clock. Damn.
Yeah, so last week we got a very interesting voicemail. Usually we just get voicemails from Hawkins, and they're, you know...
Getting out of the kitchen here.
They're horrible. Guy doesn't like us.
But they still please you.
Well...
They still bring you pleasure.
I guess.
He's just so abusive knowing that somebody's watching and cares enough to call.
Hold on. Talk about something else, because I seem to have closed it somehow or another. That's not good.
All right, what else is there? Right?
No, I think I
right.
closed it.
No, that's not it.
Yeah,
just
I closed it.
Close out everything.
All right, so tell me. Who the fuck is Jimmy from Arizona?
Jimmy from Arizona is a somewhat frequent caller into Free Talk Live.
Oh, good.
Now, why didn't you recognize him the other week when we played him on the show? You were here, right?
I wasn't here. You had played it for me at McHugh's, and I said, I think that's this guy
that
calls into Free Talk Live. But I'm not positive because he's never called Free Talk Live when I was on.
Everybody can see your emails.
So I've never actually spoken with Jimmy.
Uh-huh. All right, so tell me this. Who is James from Arizona? Completely different guy,
person?
Right? He's like the warmonger
completely
guy,
different guy. James in Arizona thinks that killing Japanese people was probably the greatest thing that the U.S. military ever did. You know, dropping nukes on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Killing millions of women and children, that was okay because they were somehow supporting the Japanese military that was doing bad things. So therefore, just kill them all and let God sort them out. He also seems to advocate military intervention in the Middle East for pretty much any reason. But he calls himself a libertarian.
Right.
He claims
Does
that
he speak 15
Mark,
languages?
I don't think so.
Oh, not libertarian enough then if he doesn't speak 15 languages.
He claims
languages.
That me and Mark and Ian are progressives.
Can he yodel?
Yeah, I can see that.
I don't know.
All right. One more question before I play this thing. Is Jimmy from Arizona a play on James from Arizona? Is he trolling James? Is Jimmy trolling James?
I don't know.
Is he hustling James? Is James the hustle of Jimmy?
Who knows? I you know what? This is very interesting.
Ooh.
This is very interesting. This makes me almost want to get on the old Google search and start searching these guys.
Ask Free Rock the next time he's on.
Maybe Jimmy will call in this week so we can play his voicemail next show, and you'll give us some more insight, more than you love Jesus and monkeys, because I know that you do, but... Good God, we
I think Jimmy should call James, and then James should call Jimmy, and they can wiretap each other, and then...
That would be a very, very interesting conversation.
They can sponsor a post on CopLock and be like, so Liberty, move to New Hampshire, even though neither of us live there.
Jesus.
You'll
Christ.
Get a job. Just move up there.
All right. So
more
play,
hits.
Play this voicemail.
All right, here it is.
Hey, this is Jimmy in Arizona. Hey, I was scratching my balls. So naturally, I thought about the black sheep rising. And I was curious if in y'all's next show, you couldn't give me the instructions on how to join the New World Order. I liked y'all's last show. I thought it was all right. It'd be better if y'all put me on it, but that's all right. I still love Jesus, and I think monkeys are cool. Donkey Donkey French Fry, ping pong.
The man Donk, after Daryl's heart.
Donkey Donk, drink, French fry, ping pong. Jimmy, we did put you on the show. We talked about you for...
Right, but hold on. See, he's calling before he sees the next episode.
Well...
No, no, no. He... No, well...
Duh.
No,
I don't think he saw episode 70-whatever before
think,
he
I think
called
he, I think
time.
He saw 71. I think he did. So, yeah. Jimmy, you got on this show... I liked your
two weeks in a row.
Yeah, I know. I liked episode 71's voicemail a little better.
He left a voicemail.
How does he join the New World Order?
Because I don't understand everything you say. What? Are the, the instructions on what? How to join the New World Order?
How to join the New World Order?
You just wait.
Good question. You can go.
You just sit there.
You can go garden for the Bush family.
You follow the
you
rules.
Go cut trees for them or something. You might. I don't know.
Hold on. Hold on.
Get some little hints of advice. From
I think
the,
Alex Jones might. Have a little bit of insight here.
I've got thousands of government documents.
You can listen to Alex Jones.
That's
see, he's got the documents, and those documents explain how to join the New World Order.
I know. Just
that
go
drop
to, go
is
to his site.
Down the stairs.
If you haven't, you know, if you're not already listening, you don't have to listen to him, I guess. You can just go to the site, the old Freedom Wars or whatever they're called. InfoWars.
InfoWars.
Freedom Wars. The documents are there, they're posted. Talk about the chemtrails and stuff and the chlorine in the water.
You're wrong!
No, I'm right. There you go. Jimmy, thanks for calling in. I definitely...
Call James.
Most definitely enjoy those messages a hell of a lot more than the old Stephen Hawking's... here's Daryl on the goddamn drops. Stephen Hawking's drops, voicemails.
I'm just mad because I can't get to him.
This is why Daryl does
get
not
the
have
Daryl
access to
sensation.
The drops.
Hold on, so
oh,
I can't actually read any of what the hell
you're
is
just
over
clicking
there.
Shit.
I'm just clicking shit.
Stop, man.
And I'm trying to figure find the one for the what did you learn?
Oh, it's already. Oh, there's a new segment spot. Is it all the show segments that we never ever get to?
How many new segment new what?
We have the Hawking moment.
Yeah,
we have.
And now for something completely different.
This is what we're supposed to do whenever we talk about crazy shit. And then there's
so we should have played that before Jimmy's voicemail.
No, no, actually we should have played.
Hello, no one is available to take your call. Please leave a message after the tone.
Sounds like this show sucks.
No, I just need someone taking care of business.
You're the over there with the helmet. Or, well,
what
you don't have
you
the.
Did? I know. I'm
have you not? You haven't had the helmet
I'm
on this whole show.
And I'm drinking. And I'm pushing. And I'm trying to monitor like volumes and stuff.
I don't know.
So, Conan, what did you learn in the past 7 days?
I learned in the past 7 days that Jimmy from Arizona is not James from Arizona.
Maybe
I actually went and Googled it on the free. I Googled James from Arizona and Free Talk Live. And it's a very curious bombing of the Japanese conversation. Oh, it's his birthday episode. I think you were actually on. No, maybe it was. I don't know. It was.
I don't know. Maybe
it was James's birthday, and he was all like, "You don't need to be putting that information out there that it's my birthday and stuff." Oh, Cantwell was on.
Oh, okay.
It's a pretty good one. I definitely recommend. I'll put it in the show notes, maybe if I remember. Definitely fun and stuff, and yeah.
Shauna, what did you learn?
I learned that in regards to, you know, customer service, Californians tend to out Yankee Yankees in rudeness.
I don't know what that means.
That's great. That's okay. Go with it. And that they kind of, are way more stressed out. And that when I say thank you to people in California, I feel like a freaking tool. It's very different.
No, talk about that. What, you feel like...
It's just the vibe. Like, out here, you know, it's full of Yankees, and that's horrible and sad and all that and tragic, whatever. But, you know, it's like you change and then you get your SARS. Here you go. And it's like, thank you. Oh, you're welcome. Da-da-da-da-da.
Wait. So they're not rude and stuff.
No. I'm talking about here.
Yeah.
I go out to California and it's just regular, like, I'm in the habit of thank you, ma'am. Thank you, sir. Blah, blah, blah. Da-da-da-da-da. And out there, it could have been just simply the vibe or just the particular people every single time that I ran into in, you know, behind the counter or something. And it just was a very, I could just feel the don't even bother saying thank you. Just
for effing, real?
Yes, effing, just effing turn around and walk away. Cause
let me ask you another question. All right, so.
And I've worked in customer service. I've worked in, you know, restaurants, fast food, mostly fast food, you know, almost all the time that I lived out there. It was the only work I could get. So, you know, and there's just like a different vibe.
So
that's something I learned. I don't know anything. It's an observation.
For as long as
I say I didn't learn anything, Daryl will flip his effing shit. So yeah, I got to say I learned something.
For as long as I can remember, I've always heard that Northerners, especially in the New England area, are the rude, obnoxious. Get the fuck out of my sidewalk area. This is where I'm walking.
Yeah, there's that.
And you're saying that it's a Western thing as well.
I don't know if it's a Cali thing. I'm saying it's a Cali thing. I'm saying I went back to visit Southern California. I was in the Inland Empire. I was in Riverside County. I was in a little bit of LA County. And I was in Orange County.
Danger zone.
And just the vibe of people out there was just very, slightly different.
Isn't this where you were born and raised?
Yeah.
Have you gotten over all that? You think you've changed in the however many years you've been here? Have the Yankees rubbed off on you?
Have they yanked
off on you?
No, but I feel more. really?
That's for the after show.
Put way too much effort into making me blush there.
Oh, hold on.
That needs to be censored. That should have been censored.
Well, that's horrible to hear that. I know that you...
I mean, maybe it's just an ebb and flow of, you know, the economic collapse and all that, or just every single time I went somewhere where, you know, it was just a bad vibe. You know, it wasn't...
It's pure evil!
It is that. It is California. It should be destroyed.
Daryl, what did you learn this week, Mr. Sir?
And you better have learned something, because, oh, my God, you have to learn
I learned that conservatives are upset about the new advanced placement history class. Apparently, American exceptionalism isn't being taught to their satisfaction, and that high school kids are being taught that, hey, maybe the country that you live in has had governments in the past that do things that aren't the greatest, like kill Native Americans and bomb people from Japan.
So you think, Daryl, do you think that if people learn that they're going to become libertarians? Do you think the kids that are taking that AP test, that are taking that course and being taught that, are being taught, you should become a libertarian and move next door to Ian or something? Like, do you really think that that's the case, that they're not being brainwashed into just, like, some other bizarre nonsense government should do more because government killed a bunch of people in the past?
That might be what they're being taught. All I said is conservatives aren't happy because they're not being taught America's great.
And this isn't even a Common Core thing, right?
There's a connection that people are making in the Newsweek article from the guy who has a huge connection to Common Core. He's allegedly behind the new AP tests and AP curricula. Curriculum, because there's only one.
Aha!
Yeah, so the question that I had asked radio show earlier was, who should be responsible for making decisions about your child's education? And I had answered the question by saying, if you think that any bureaucrat should be in charge of those decisions, don't get mad when they make a decision that you don't necessarily agree with.
You send them to the brainwashing school to become liberals.
This is true.
They're liberals.
Don't get mad when the guy you voted for makes silly decisions for you in your name, representing you, right?
No, my governor.
Unless you vote for me, because all I want to do is tear it all down. The exact opposite. That's what the Yeah, I do want to tear it all down. It's not just what SFK says. Stop breaking.
Break the walls down!
Guys, thanks for watching. You have been watching Black Sheep Rising. You can visit us at the webpage, blacksheeprising.org, or the Facebook page, facebook.com/blacksheeprising.org. Please go and visit and give it a like if you have the opportunity. That's where everything is. The webpage is where everything is. The archives, the audio, the show links. I was supposed to put a show link in there, and I've already forgotten what it was.
Jimmy and James.
Yes.
Not the same person.
YouTube video. It's pretty fun to watch.
Liberty Bits.
If you would like to leave a voicemail like Jimmy did or like Stephen Hawking does on occasion, you can leave that at 267-521-2771. And no, I haven't memorized that number yet because I suck like that. If you would like to leave a message with me, email, you can email me at show@blacksheeprising.org. If you've got some extra chinkles laying around, you want to donate to the show, like some people have in the past, those links, Bitcoin and PayPal, are at the webpage. Thanks in advance if you decide to go that route. Daryl.
I'm just clicking buttons again.
Oh,
he's
why?
Making people laugh.
I just talked about donating to the show, and he's laughing at me. That needs to be removed. That's way too long. I guess that's why
that's
I put.
What she said.
I guess that's why I put long on there. Yeah, she doesn't want it.
Yeah,
Daryl,
it's way too big.
I'm not even going to let you plug.
FPP.cc. FPPradio.com.
Whatever. Shauna, thanks for being on.
Yay!
I know you were upset with me for only giving you 3 minutes in notice. You're more than welcome to come on the show anytime you want.
Yay!
I've said that more than I've said that. I say that all the time.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll argue with you later.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I find your lack of faith disturbing.
My lack of I don't have faith. I don't have faith. Hey, we need to close the show. Let's see. We've got a song here for you. It's by Zhu.
It looks like Zhu.
That looks like it says Odessa.
Ooh, look at that. I see nipples. The song is called Faded, and it is the Odessa remix. This is another song from Mr. Suicide Sheep. This is a pretty good channel. I like this. I don't think I'm going to run out of songs to play off just this guy's channel all by itself. It's got a lot of good remixes on it. This is good free music, and all the artists want are for us to play it and give them, you know, recommends.
Coolio.
I guess.
All one word, no punctuation.
Actually, there's one song that I actually played a couple weeks ago that actually flagged.
What?
Yeah, I know. Off of this guy's channel. So I guess not everyone is cool. But
does it say somewhere down below whether it's Creative Commons or whatever?
Actually, it doesn't.
Yeah, so see right here it says standard YouTube license, which means that maybe they don't want you playing this.
I guess we're going to find out in a
second. Just play dumb and do it.
If it flags me, I'll just mute it out. Guys, at home, thanks for watching. We will see you again next week at the same time. Good night.
what you learned this week.
Oh, man, come on. It's so hard.
That's what she said.
Oh,
why do you hate learning things, Conan?
I don't hate learning things. I hate thinking about what I learned when... What? What's there?
Shauna said something about a tiger.
Bullshit and hate.
Bullshit and hate?
That's all I am today.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
Do you like monkeys?
No. I don't like the people who like monkeys either because they don't understand what they're doing.
Monkeys are disgusting.
Jimmy from Arizona likes monkeys.
And Jimmy Jesus. From Arizona is not clear on things. There's a misunderstanding.
And the Conan the Barbarian movies, he likes those.
Can't hate on them. I got bullshit and I got hate.